I was frightened by the sight of a life of pain. Whether easy days or complicated, it was all the same. It was scary. The main emotion I felt was shame. Tied myself to opinions of others while depression had me change. I remain with so many thoughts of doubt. Having issues with my identity, I lost it in the crowd. But I changed. It was life that taught me how to be the man you see and hear right now.
Hey, Vladimir Putin, he letting everything out. Vladimir Putin just did something that's epic. Vladimir Putin declared the LGBTQ a terrorist organization. I don't know what inspired it, but that is absolutely amazing. Listen, now, they don't bomb nobody, but he does have a point. When you think about it, when you think about how you can't say nothing against them, they attack you, they stunt you, they force you. He's not all the way off with the statement. Vladimir Putin said, I'm letting it all out. He bringing out Black Jesus, and he called the LGBTQ a terrorist organization. What they gonna do now? Let's see.
Get your popcorn. Get your popcorn ready. It's being reported now that they destroying Israel. Israel up under heavy bombs. If this is true, World War III has just begun. Right now, France, Germany, Poland, Europe, United States, Britain, they all sending troops to Ukraine to stop Russia. At the same time, Iran and the Lebanese people and the Houthis is now bombing Israel. This week coming up, y'all got to get ready. The closer we get to the time, the most stuff they finna see. Y'all got to remember, every time this has happened, one of these earthquakes, what happened? They done broke out in a war. They trying to cover up what's finna happen by just unleashing all out war on the world. Israel right now is under attack. And if this keeps heading this way, World War III has officially started.
3 days of darkness, let me tell you everything that I know, and Lord knows I do not want to make this video. I don't like to speculate, and I'm not given to internet conspiracy theories, but I have something that I have to tell you. I do see something here. I've been seeing it here for a long time. It's time to come clean. I moved my family out of Alaska because of a gut feeling. Wasn't the only reason. It was just the first one that caused me to look for all the rest. Maybe it's silly. Maybe none of this is true. But it bothered me so bad that I moved my family out of Alaska. This article was ran by Forbes over 6 years ago and can only help you speculate. This is the Edgar Cayce map, a clairvoyant communing with demons to see the future. Potentially total garbage. Only I don't think it is. Because this makes some kind of sense to me that I cannot explain. Now, until very recently, and I mean this month, I did not know that there was a correlation between total solar eclipses and devastating earthquakes. And now that I do, the plot is getting real thick, fam. In September of 1811, a total solar eclipse took this path through the United States. And in December of 1811, the New Madrid fault line popped off in a series of devastating earthquakes that lasted all the way through into January. Now, the scientists say there is increased earthquake activity in the face of new moons, a new moon being required for a total solar eclipse. There is a scientific correlation there that seems to have everything to do with causation. But it was 3 months after the eclipse. What's your point? If a barge goes under a bridge and hits one of the supports and damages it, there might be 2,000 vehicles roll over the bridge before it gives out, is what I'm saying. So that the new moon of a solar eclipse is like a barge passing under a bridge and hitting one of the supports. This is the path the total solar eclipse took in July 1963. Funny thing, it passed right through Talkeetna, Alaska, where my family and I live, long before we were born. And then in March of 1964, a devastating earthquake tore Anchorage all to pieces. Solar eclipse is not an instant trigger. It's more like a fatal wound to the fault line. Doesn't mean there's going to be a terrible earthquake after every total solar eclipse. But every total solar eclipse affects the fault lines they pass over because of that new moon, scientifically. Whether I explain these events spiritually or physically, they are true, both ways. It is the spiritual producing the physical. After the total solar eclipse of 1811, there was a series of devastating earthquakes, followed by years of decline straight into the Great Depression. Followed by the Great Depression, did you hear? Do total solar eclipses just mean earthquakes? No. They affect more than just fault lines. They warn of much more than just earthquakes. Look, if I could make this stuff up out of my own mind, I'd be God. Get it? But instead, look at us little bitty babies just learning about his creation, don't even know how it works. So, rut-row, what the stink is that converging right over top of the New Madrid Fault? I mean, can you say X marks the spot? What is going on there? This is the path of the solar eclipse from August 21st of 2017. Well, nothing happened after that one, did it? Didn't warn of anything at all. Y'all forget about COVID and every single thing that has happened to our country since then? That wasn't enough to get your attention, get your minds right? Well, this is the path of that solar eclipse that's about to happen on April 8th. And the very spot where it crosses the path of the last one is the New Madrid fault line. Y'all don't see that right there? If you do not believe in God and only believe in science, that right there is alarming, bruh. And I mean, call the National Guard. See if they can stop it. Time for a Bible punch in the mouth. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Y'all think that's a random coincidence? This is the scientific prediction should that fault line pop off. Should that New Madrid fault line pop off right there, this is the prognosticator's view of what the future topography of the United States of America is going to look like. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen at all, only that it would make great and terrible sense to me if it did. I am no authority on this subject as far as men are concerned. I got 2 years of videos you can scroll though and decide for yourself whether I have authority and where it might be from. And still, that's not to say that this is true or false, only that it makes sense to me, but who am I? The scientists have no authority whatsoever to tell us how it's actually going to happen, and neither do I know exactly how it's going to play out in the details. We are all speculating on what exactly it's going to be. It is God who is in control of what it will be. But he gave us plenty of potential to consider in the face of world history. In March of 2011, a 9.1 undersea megathrust earthquake occurred in the Pacific Ocean, 72 miles off the coast of Japan. In July of 2010, there was a total solar eclipse that passed over the Pacific. Why would this affect Japan at all? Oh snap, this is the Ring of Fire, and that total solar eclipse went exactly this way. And that megathrust earthquake hit Japan this way. Oh, there's a pattern, a recurring series of events here. A pattern I did not know when I got the gut feeling to move my family out of Alaska. Not that that counts for anything. Except with me, I trust my gut. Do you know if they knew all the variables, they could predict all of the earthquakes too? It's on a schedule. What's funny is when I made that first Sign of Jonah video, I wasn't thinking about any of this at all. Not considering this as a potential for anything, I was thinking World War III is on our doorstep, you know, and it is. The economy goes down, maybe a new round of disease, which thing is pestilence. Oh snap, if pestilence followed the 2017 eclipse, is there some way to know where we are on the timeline of what it mean, what eclipses mean, or, you know, what's following them specifically, each one? Probably, I haven't looked at that yet, but I'm pretty sure, you know, you'd find it. Cause wouldn't that make sense? 3 days of darkness, as we're all hearing about it, is based on a false private prophecy wherein in 3 days of darkness, the Catholic Church's enemies will all be destroyed. And that might sound good on the surface, but they got that whole idea from the Bible to begin with, and men have been making false prophecies out of stuff they got in the Bible this whole time. Internet conspiracies also need not apply, because they're so chock full of disinformation, it's hard to sort it out, you know? 3 days of darkness was one of the plagues that descended on Egypt during the Exodus. Precluding the Exodus. Does that mean we're about to get an Exodus? I stinking hope so. I really do. Does it mean we're going to get a revival? Well, man, that's what I would surely love. Does it mean we're going into the wilderness? Well, that's what comes with it. Don't complain about the lack of onions. And don't ask for no geese. In the wilderness, they wanted geese. God gave them geese. Everybody that ate goose died. Y'all think this is a game based on your pleasures and desires? It is not. This surely means something rather than nothing. I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. I am ignorant of far too much. I can tell you exactly what there is to do about it, though, and how to prepare entirely. The only way to prepare for what is going to follow this. It ain't stacking up food, water, and ammo. It's not fortifying your shelter. It's not preps. Nobody's promised tomorrow whether there's a calamity or not. What are you preparing for? The only way to prepare is to keep the Lord's commands. And when whatever happens, happens, if you are found keeping your Lord's commands to love your neighbor as yourself. Look, we ain't talking about being greedy and selfish. We're talking about laying down our lives for our friends. If you are found doing that, you have nothing at all to worry about in this life or the next. It don't matter what happens if that's what you're doing. If your heart is inclined towards the Lord, let the sky fall. It's all for you by His good pleasure. He's doing it all for you because it pleases Him to do for you. It doesn't matter what it looks like to the children of men. If you are a child of God, there is only glory ahead of you, and that's why it's all happening. It might look a little scary to your flesh because your flesh doesn't want to die. Once it does, the show's over. That's the end for the flesh. Dust you are, and to the dust you shall return. Flesh, but like a seed planted in fertile soil, so is every Christian that goes into the ground. A seed never comes back as what it was, though it bear much fruit. There's nothing to be afraid of except that you are on the Lord's side. If God is for us, no one can be against us in heaven or on earth. And this is a sign for your benefit, like a loving father warning his children. And the only way to prepare is to turn your heart and your mind back to the commandments of Jesus Christ. That's why we're getting the warning, because we're not doing that right now. And doing the commandments of Jesus Christ is our life. If we're not going to do that, there's no reason for us to be here. We're supposed to be sowing seeds and watering seeds for His harvest by loving everyone around us regardless of their opinions of us. This is the way to life. I'm going live tomorrow, Thursday, 8 p.m. Texas time with my brother Oscar D.
This is coming up in the spiritual plan in the next few weeks. Almost the whole world now knows about what's coming up on April 8th. That we're having this solar eclipse. And there's been a lot of people talking about different things and concerning it. And of course, it's a big deal astronomically. And of course, down to the centuries, eclipses and comets, things like that have always been considered to be omens and signs of incredible dark spiritual power. So again, you can imagine that this is going to be used by the evildoers to amp up their power to try and attack. But there's something different about this that many of you may not know. April 8th, every year, is a major feast of some satanic groups that are called Thelema, which is the Greek word for will. They're followers of Aleister Crowley, whom we've talked about numerous times on this channel. He was probably the most evil Satanist of the 20th century. And what happened was, in 1904, he had an experience where his wife, he had just recently married this woman, Rose Kelly, and they were on their honeymoon in Egypt, in Cairo, and she went into a trance and started delivering this document, which is called the Liber Alivel Legis, the Book of the Law. And this was on April 8th, 1904. And for 3 days, she sat there and delivered, quote unquote, three chapters to this, it's like a satanic Bible. And I've talked about it more in other places. I don't want to spend the time on it now. But the important thing is, because of this, later on in his life, Crowley died in 1947, but he declared those 3 days to be sacred holy days for the Thelema cult. And they're called the Equinox of the Gods, these 3 days. And notice that the first day of this satanic feast is when the solar eclipse is. So this kind of creates a double whammy, if you will, because while not all satanic groups are followers of Crowley, a large number of them are. And I used to be a Crowley. I used to be a member of the OTO back in the 70s before I got out of that and Yeshua got me saved. But so I know all this stuff. And I want you to understand that there's an incredibly dark energy going on from this equinox of the gods. It's not an astronomical equinox. Crowley, who is really an egomaniac, he just decided, I'm going to make my own equinox. And so he made this into a major feast day of the Thelemic calendar. And all sorts of rituals and things are done. And because it's coinciding with this solar eclipse, it's especially high energy evil. And Christians and intercessors need to be aware of this stuff, because it's not just going to be another equinox. It's not just going to be another solar eclipse, which happens, you know, every few years or so. It's going to be a confluence of two dark powers. Now, on the other hand, Jeremiah warns us, the prophet, that we are not to be dismayed at signs in the heavens, because this is what the heathen do. But what we do need to be not necessarily dismayed about, but aware of, is that the heathen, quote unquote, who include, you know, black magicians and Satanists and witches, all view this time as a time where they really amp up their rituals, their spiritual energies, and in the case of black magicians, their curses. So be prepared, starting on the equinox, the vernal equinox, which is March 21st, all the way through the end of this equinox of the gods, which would end on April 10th, that there's going to be some really heavy weather spiritually. So let me suggest this. A lot of believers are unaware to a degree of the power of fasting. And I think with all of what's going on in the world, with all of what is happening in the next few weeks that I've just outlined, we need to really do what we can in terms of both prayer and fasting. And
Ascension Energy Update. We are going to be entering the biggest timeline shift we've ever been through. The equinox is just the beginning. We are moving into the eclipse portal and many more astrological alignments. There is everything going on. If you have had massive ascension symptoms or life changes, that is required for us to shed the old layers, for us to up-level like never before. The false magnetic field of the planet has been dissolved right now, as you can see, and that's because it happens during this time of year, during the equinox, where so many more layers of plasma can penetrate deep within the planet to allow atomic change on every single level. So we have massive galactic center activations. I had a lot of higher heart, eighth chakra blockages clearing. This can make it hard to breathe, a lot of congestion. You could be feeling sick, a lot of pain in the head, spine issues, and many more things. Everything's happening right now as we head into the most powerful time of transformation heading into this spring. Daily self-care is required on every level right now. And if you're ready for an epic shift in your life, we're coming in. Of course, today is also the new moon, and it's a lot of emotional purging going on. We also have this new moon and sun aligned with Neptune. So lots of dreamy energy and soul retrieval. So pieces of you that have been dormant in other lifetimes, maybe from childhood, even ancient million-year-old pieces coming back to you. So you could be feeling very strange. I know for me, I've been either completely wired, lots of energy, and then when I eventually go to sleep, which is in like the early morning hours, I'm comatose. I'm out. In fact, I actually had a dream maybe a couple days ago where I felt like I was over Atlantis, and this healer in the dream actually gave me a healing, and I passed out. I actually fell asleep in the dream, and when I came to, he told me that he had done a shamanic journey with me to Atlantis, and interestingly, I kept calling it Antarctica, and he kept correcting me. It was Atlantis. And so interestingly, that I think we have activated a lot of that atomic level of the planet, which is linked to Antarctica, which is the first dimensional stargate of the planet. So we are going deep, cellular memory clearing. Check out my other video.
There was an eclipse that took place 7 years ago, went right across America. There's another eclipse coming right across America. It'll make a perfect cross on the center of the nation.
God made the first sign go through seven cities named Salem on August 21st, 2017.
The word Salem, according to the Bible, is peace. So God is saying seven times he offered peace. The next eclipse is coming. It goes through several cities here, particularly Nineveh. Nineveh, 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 Nineveh. So first we have seven cities called Salem, and now seven cities called Nineveh. Seven and seven. Seven cities called Salem, seven cities called Nineveh, and 7 years apart. Right in the center of the cross is a city called Rapture. What is God's message? It's coming very, very soon.
What's up, people? Back with another video. So, I know you remember this.
And we reject woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
So let's talk about it. The word woke doesn't mean what the people who co-opted the word, right? The people on the right, right? They try to demonize the word, right? There's an actual definition for the word woke, and it was a word that was coined in the 1930s, right? Which basically just meant to stay alert, to be conscious of racial, political, and social issues. That's all woke meant, and that's all it means. But the people on the right have co-opted the word and tried to make it fit their narrative, which is very funny. And the reason why it's so funny is because you can get five people and none of them can come up with the same definition of the word woke.
About woke.
Yeah.
What does woke mean?
It means you're an idiot. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Woke means, to me, it's like policies and in the schools and companies that are forcing people basically to just go along with the tide.
Wokeism.
Let me start here.
I'm not good at defining woke. Okay. Let him do that, but yeah.
Woke is accepting everything that is evil. So, for instance, monster cans, each line represents a six. So you got 666. And then if you look on the monster can itself, in the O of the monster, it has a cross, and it's got, it represents the Antichrist. So when you drink it, you've got the cross coming down. And that's
wokeism, yes, sort of in a nutshell.
Yes, in a nutshell, it's accepting everything that's evil as good.
Could you have another example of when you run into wokeism?
What they're doing with the schools.
Like,
and the children. And trying to indoctrinate them.
Oh, really? You mean telling children that someone discovered a land where people were already living? Or you mean telling people that our forefathers, who were genocidal maniacs, slave owners, were people who believed in independence and justice for all.
Woke, it's discrimination. It's reverse discrimination.
Woke means I can't say it on air.
Say it, you can say anything.
It's BS.
It gets so crazy, even an author wrote a book on woke culture. And there's no such thing as woke culture. But she has a bestseller on woke culture, even though she couldn't explain what woke meant. Take a look.
Finding woke, because it's come up a couple times, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
This is going to be one of those moments that goes viral. I mean, woke is something that's very hard to define, and we've spent an entire chapter defining it. It is sort of the understanding that we need to totally reimagine and redo society in order to create hierarchies of oppression. It's hard to explain in a 15-second soundbite.
So wait a minute. You mean I can write a book on something that I can't even explain, but I wrote a book on it? Well, let's take a look at people who are woke, who can explain what woke means.
Was used by black parents in the early 20th century to warn their children when they went out of the house, be woke, be careful, be alert, make sure that you don't get lynched or beaten up or arrested falsely. And since that time, at least according to the best dictionaries, woke means the state of being alert to injustice, prejudice, racial or social discrimination.
To be woke. Woke is an adjective derived from African American vernacular English, meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination. The phrase stay woke emerged in African American vernacular English in the 1930s. In some contexts, referring to an awareness of the social and political issues affecting African Americans.
I can't count how many times people have asked me, what do I mean by woke? Woke is just a term that we meant to be aware of the issues that's going on with black people as it pertains to racial injustice.
Now, for all those people that you've seen that couldn't explain what woke meant, they didn't have a unified definition of what the word woke meant. Those are the same people who swear that everyone else is indoctrinated except for them. If you're not woke, you're asleep.
Now you hear the crafty counsel that they say, fam. Now you see this, right? And this is why I put this out here for y'all to be aware of how they rolling and how they spinning the ball. They're spinning the ball so hard that most of us don't even know. They don't teach us this. This is how they dilute words. And the people that didn't really understand what woke was non-pigmentation people, non-melanated people. And then he did have one melanated man that explained when he said about back in slavery days when black people used to tell their children to be careful out there for the injustice. So we got to realize, you heard it from a Caucasian man as well, saying that, you know, what woke was really is. So why is the dude in politics in Florida trying to curse the word woke? If I'm doing politics and I'm for my people and I'm doing justice for my people, why I want to keep my people asleep? Why don't I want my people to be woken? And that's what most of us don't even realize and don't even want or feel a funky way, because somebody tapped on your shoulder and said, hey, look at this way. Look at this from this lens. Can you understand this from this, from this, and this? And then you feel a certain type of way because you're afraid to be woke. You too dumb to be woke. Or you just wicked as hell. Because it can never be any other. Because if you trying to find what's going on and you see what's going on with the eclipse, could narrate about the eclipse a little bit because that's a new thing and I wanted to bring it to y'all attention as well. Getting your mind straight. And I'm sitting up here thinking, yeah, I better start fasting. Yeah, I better start doing this. Yeah, I better go hard like, Braun. I'm sitting as they explain how all this happening and this and that. You got to get on point. I ain't ready. I ain't sure. But if something do come up, I want to be prepared. Just like the days of Noah, they didn't believe that rain was coming and nobody was prepared, but the people that was there and knew was going prepared themselves. Then what? See, we think about a lot of things that we got to really do, fam. We think about how this world molested our mind to think a certain type of way. And we think that the world wisdom is the right way. We think that, you know, living paycheck to paycheck is good. We think money over life is good. We think happiness over loyalty is good. You know, we so messed up in this mindset that we don't even want to really look at it, us as an individual and say, hey, because we as individuals, we got to look at it. You know, I can sit up here and mind my business and say, that's on them. And do my thing. So why you don't do it then, Faye? You ain't got to do this. Ain't nobody paying you. You ain't got to do it. All right, Grump. Let me explain. Stop calling me Grump. My name ain't Grump. All right, Grump Dan. It's because somebody got to do it, right? Why not me? You know, it's a whole lot of wickedness in this world, and people who doing wickedness say, look at all this wickedness in the world. Why not me? Why can't I join the wickedness? Why not me? I can be wicked. Why not me? I'm wicked. Why not me? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's small rim of us to be like, you know, everything don't have to have a cause. Everything don't have to mean that you want something. You know, my thing is, I always want us to look at things in a way we should, or get out of the box of how we looking at things and look at it from another realm, because the world done trained and molested our mind. And if you don't understand, if you can't see that your mind is molested, then you've been molested hard. Because if these people really cared about us as Americans, or in black man and black woman, or Israel, if they really cared about us, why we in this situation that we are in now? Why is the world in now? Why we got homeless people? Why we got people in shelters? Why we got people in a nursing home that can have a better lifestyle on their way out to life. And all the desires that they put in the world and benefits they put, now they sitting in the bed about to die. Nobody care. Nobody trying to do. See, they worrying about clicking off TikTok, but they probably have some other crap to counsel with it. So why is, you know, y'all want to cut off TikTok and TikTok and some of the people in TikTok trying to get a lot of people to be aware of? Because we know the news is not making you aware of. The news is making you to be feared. They ain't showing you to be aware of unless it's something slick. And then you already caught up in the slickness because they presented it. But we hard-headed. We stubborn. We think that, you know, stuff gonna be like it is forever. But we see this eclipse. We see what the Bible says about the eclipse. And we're going to see it for what it is. And we're going to roll with it. But don't bank on something that you don't know nothing about. And act like, I'm going to do what I want to do. Then do it.
Earthquakes, we in the end times. They gave his babies to the Gators, don't forget now. He delivered us from Egypt, about to do it all again. Finding out that we the people, so we putting down our sins. Father, we wanna go home, Abba, please let us in. Oh, and no one to your word, cause you about to send your winds. Abba, keep us from the hour of temptation. Trusting in your word, we just waiting. Come get us from these nations. Abba, keep us from the trickery of Satan. Trusting in your word, not these nations. We in the tribulation.
We get what we deserve. Oh, we get more. Tell me, we get what we deserve. Oh, we get
blue.
Hey, what's up, fam? This is FaZe. First of all, we want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. And second of all, we want to thank Jesus Christ for coming down, dying on the cross, so we can come back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai. What's up, fam? What's up, fam? What's up, fam? Got so much stuff in this world going on, man. There you go, FaZe. You always bringing some bad news. What kind of news you got? No wonder I be grumpy all the time. No wonder you call me grump, grump. Because you always bring that bad news. You need to bring us some enlightenment. But you do, FaZe. You do. But you need to bring me some enlightenment. I understand that, grump, grump. But you know, hey, some stuff you got to swallow the tax too. And you know, you already know, grump, grump, that the spirit of peace is off this world. So, you know, we got to realize what's going on. We got to be alert and be wise. That's why the Most High gave us a spirit of all this, the ability to enhance all this. But we see a lot of crafty counsel going on in this world. We see a lot of slick stuff going on in this world. And I don't understand, do we just sit here and act like it's not happening? So what you doing, FaZe? You talking about we sit here, so what you do? All right, what I'm doing, Grump, is just like most of y'all, just sitting idle praying and hoping, you know, the Most High come over here and do what he got to do. You know, and raise up the 12 tribes. That's going to be a priceless moment. That's going to be the priceless moment of the world. That I can't wait till the Most High come and raise up the 12 tribes in front of the whole world. We need to understand this. And, y'all, you know, I was thinking about the crafty council that they got going on with this bridge that hit Baltimore, because they hit it at the right point that gonna mess up a lot of situations. And there's some crafty council going on. I felt it when they said something, when I heard that the bridge was like destroyed or something, because I didn't look at it, I heard it first. My spirit said, oh yeah, here they come with it. Now I already know, here they come with it. You know, what is the obvious thing that I could do to make a terrorist attack? Hit that bridge, do something crafty. But this is the whole, I don't care, man. But all this that going on, I don't care. I already know I believe and stand on the scriptures, y'all. I may not be strong in them like most of these guys are, but my faith and I'm driving, my ability, my faith, and my determination gonna drive me to the Most High until the Most High get tired of me and just, come on, get in here, boy. You getting on my nerves. So, I'm going to keep driving. And the people, however you drive and get there, if you get there, well, I'll meet you over there across the gate there. But don't fool yourself, man. Don't fool yourself. A lot of people getting ready to die, man. And then they want to say words like unalive. What in the hell is an unalive? You see how they water down words? And I understand the words that they use, right? And I tell you the word, right? And I came across my mind, because I always tell y'all about the wordplay and how words are, and you got to watch how they program stuff in our minds and stuff like that. Right? So I said, what is FAT? That's fat. What is H-E-R? Her. So, if you put F-A-T, fat, and H-E-R, her, together, what does it spell? Fatter. 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 So, it is fatter. Is father, is fat her, is father. See, we got to understand the word plays and look at these words in the way we should, right? That's what we got to do, fam. We got to do this. And we got to understand that how this situation with Russia, with the situation with Ukraine, with the situation with China, Iran, Israel, Haiti, Africa, all these other countries, we're seeing an uproar. We're seeing all these situations happen. And we already know the thing that the United States are capable of doing, but my mindset is, this is my mindset. This is my mindset. Hold on. Let me see who that is. Hey, what's up? Hey, Sweet Willie. What's up, man? Sweet Willie. What's up? Yeah, Faye. Hey, Faye, you had a good topic right there, Faze, and I just wanted to jump in there, Faze. You know, I don't want to be in here too long, Faze, because I know you got another guest with Grump Grump. Hey, Grump Grump, how you doing, Grump Grump? You funny, Grump Grump. Grump Grump, you funny. I like you, Grump Grump. Sometimes, Faze, I told you, Faze be doing that, Faze. Grump Grump, I told you Faze be doing that. Faze be having people feeling a certain type of way. Faze, but I be telling Faye, go ahead, do what you gotta do, Faye. If this is what the Most High got you doing, Faye, you go ahead and do this, Faye. But you right, Grump Grump. I'm glad to see you, to meet you, Grump Grump. Maybe me and you got to do a show together, my Grump Grump. So let me talk to you a minute about this, Faye. Faye, let me talk to you a minute about this. About that bridge thing, Faye. That bridge thing is something else, Faye. That bridge thing is something else, Faye. I think them people doing that, Faye. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sweet Willie, I was watching TV. And I was, you know, just eating on my little Sweet Willie. My Sweet Willie drink, you like? I call it Delight for Your Lips. Sweet Willie. Yeah. So, I was sitting down there drinking on my drink, yeah, Faze. You know, I put a little ice in the Faze. I just put like 2 or 3 cubes in there, Faze. So when I shake the cubes up, you know, so it get kind of, not cold, but kind of cool. So when I hit it, then I would taste it a little bit, see if the taste would look right. I go like this, Faze. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, Faye, as I was examining my drink and tasting it, and I heard it over the radio about, you know, I don't do too much of that TV anymore, Faye, because you right, Faye, they don't tell you what really going on them TV, Faye. So, I heard it, and I was like, Faye's right, Faye. Oh, I felt some type of way. Got me feeling a certain type of way, Faye. You know Sweet Willie don't like to be feeling a certain type of way. Yeah, now these people putting up all these bridges and blowing up all these bridges and doing all this, Faye. What they doing, Faye? Faye, what these people doing? I be like, Sweet Willie gotta get something going on, cause Sweet Willie gotta get his backpack and some couple of waters and stuff like that and come over there where you at, Faye. Because we gotta do something together and huddle up. Cause these people got something to do. Sweet Willie said, I said to Sweet Willie, these people done hit that bridge and gonna mess up all the routes. And having people up in the uproar when something major happened and people can't go up and down the street. I said, Sweet Willie, these people done went crazy. So you know, Faye, you know, I go to the gun store and I bought me a couple of them things, okay? I got a nice little of them things, Faye. Yeah. I was trying to look for some more stuff, Faye, But you know, I don't want the man be coming at my door talking about I got too much of them bullets. You know, I don't want none of them AFF. What is the phase? The AFTCs or AF, whatever. You know what I'm talking about, Faye. Them people. When you got all them, got all that, all them bullets. All them strong bullets. Them bullets that go through stuff. Yeah, Faye. Yeah, Faye. I don't know, Faye. So, I'm still drinking on my little joint, Faye, and I be like, Sweet Willie. I need to talk to FaZe about this. It's so happy, FaZe. You was talking about this, and I just want to say, FaZe, I want to tell everybody out there, FaZe, before you go and do your show. I know I ain't a part of the show right now, FaZe, but I just want to tell everybody. Be careful out there, y'all, fam. Sweet Willie said, be careful. Because these people are so crazy. It's so crazy, Faye. These people are so crazy. Now, they're trying to blow up the World Trade Center. That's a fluke. Now, they're trying to kill up all these bridges. They hit two bridges. That's what I'm saying, Faye. They hit two bridges. One. The first one, then 3 hours later, hit the one over there, another one over there. Faye, I'm like, they're hitting bridges. I thought I had to go and get the backpack, Faye. I thought I had to go and get the backpack. You know, I got the backpack ready. All I got to do is grab and go. You know, that's what I practice. I practice every week. Grab and go. Because I got to be prepared, Faye. I got to be prepared, Faye. I can't be like them other people, Faye. I'm alert. You know, when I found out I was a part of that 12 tribe phase, when I found out what I was feeling in the 12 tribe phase, made me feel so good, Faye. It made me feel so good. But, Faye, I don't want to take you off your trail. I don't want to take you off the show, but I know you're right, Faye. We ready for the Most High to come. We ready to sit back here where we supposed to be, Faye. People don't understand, Faye. They don't understand us, Faye. We might be just, they think we lulu. They think we lulu, right, Faye? And yeah, I see some of your people be laughing and arguing. Yeah, Faye. I see a lot of your audience be messing with me, Faye. Talking about Mr. Lil Willie. But Lil Willie don't care about y'all laughing at Lil Willie. Willie don't care about that. You know, most of y'all made Lil Willie like this. Man, Lil Willie gonna be like this, so y'all need to stop trying to laugh at Lil Willie. Because my grandmama always said, Lil Willie Jr. Yeah, like I said, they used to call me Lil Willie Jr. But now, Faye, you already know, Faye, they call me Sweet Willie. So, Faye, you know, I just wanted to let you know, tell the people peace and joy. And, you know, Sweet Willie gonna be alright, and y'all gonna be alright. Just keep the Most High to your heart. Keep the Most High to your heart. And keep them commandments, y'all. Keep them commandments. And, Faye, thank you. You know, I just wanna say something. I just wanna say something about that, Faye. And, Faye, thank you for keeping me on that speed dial. Anytime, you said I could call and say, you just hit me up.
Yeah, I told you that, Sweet Willie. I like you, Sweet Willie. You know, so, like I say, anytime you want to hit this up or got something to say, Sweet Willie, just dial on the phone, knock on the door. You already know. You got the flow.
Thank you, Faye. Thank you, Faye. I appreciate it, Faye. And this is through a period. I can't even get that out of my mind. But this relax my soul, Faye. This relax my soul when I get on here and talk. And then I go back and hear what I'm saying. Faye, I love to hear what I'm saying, Faye. Faye, when I hear what I say, I feel so good. I said, Sweet Willie got it. Sweet Willie gonna be like Faye's one day. Faye. Faye's kind of crazy. But I can't be like Faye's too much. But Faye be scaring people. But Sweet Willie, you know, I got to soothe it. Faye's be scaring her. But it's all right, Faye. You do your thing. I know you do your thing because evidently I'm here listening to you, Faye. Because you're a good dude, Faye. you get to. So, Faith, I'm going to let you do your show, and we'll get back at you, okay? Peace, Faith.
All right, Sweet Willie. Appreciate it, people. Yeah, you know, like we said about this bridge, man, we got to realize something, man. You know, America been doing all these things to us for all these things and help and all this wicked and corrupted, and you seeing how ruthless it is now. If you ain't seeing how ruthless it is now, then you got your head in the ground and you need to stop. You need to pump your brakes and stop. All this other plan, man, and all this other stuff, you need to stop. You need to stop. You need to stop. Take a breath or two. A minute or two. Most of y'all need an hour. Just to oof, suck in, breathe out. Suck in, inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. However you want to do it. Now, this bridge and all this other stuff, we got to watch out, man. We got to have our alerts on. We got to use our IQ of alertness. IQ of high alertness. We got to stop letting America drive the boat to our reality. You know what I'm saying? We need to start making our reality and stop letting America drive the boat to your, you know, what you got to say, Faith. You always got something to say. Whoa, wait, Grandpa. You just want to say something, Grandpa. All right, Job 20 and 28. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. Let's analyze.
We are not wimps, and we're not taking what the Biden administration is telling us about this bridge collapse on face value. They are known liars. They lie for a living. Well, we now have the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, has released its initial black box assessment of the cargo ship collision in Baltimore. Turns out that during the power outage, the black box didn't record a bunch of key information. That's not supposed to happen. Even with the power off, it should independently operate. So at about 039 hours on Tuesday morning, the box ship Dolly got underway from Baltimore's Siegert Terminal with 21 Indian crew members, two local pilots, 56 hazmat containers on board. The pilots released the docking tugs shortly after, and the vessel was on its way into the open channel. Then at about 1:24 a.m., Dolly was underway in the channel, making 8 knots and steering 141 degrees. Then at about 1:25 a.m., multiple alarms went off. And the video, the VDR, which is the black box, ceased recording. It just stopped. Using backup power, the black box kept recording bridge audio only. That's it. Nothing else. 1 minute later, 1:26 a.m., the black box was able to resume recording the ship's electronic data. Okay. Shortly after that, at 1:26, the pilot made a general VHF call for tug assistance. So we have basically 2 minutes of the black box not recording anything. The vital 2 minutes.
If there's nothing nefarious going on, then this is like the most unfortunate, like, you know, like circumstance to the most critical moment, the black box just happens to stop recording.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Epstein security camera.
Yes. Exactly.
Can we think of another time that the black boxes didn't work? The only other time in history that we've ever heard that they haven't worked, when that was? I think it happened in some September, in the month of September or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was on September 11th. That's so strange. Yeah, it's very strange when these things just like stop working like that. Now, I want you to bear in mind, President Biden came out days ago and told us, first thing in the morning, that there's nothing to see here, or, you know, an initial investigation, no foul play, nothing to worry about. We're going to rebuild the port, and we're going to pay for everything. We're going to fix the bridge. Don't worry about it. 2 days later, the NTSB now admits that they just arrived on board to start their initial investigation. So how did the Biden administration get this data when they hadn't even landed on the ship yet? Watch.
The operations and engineering
group was able to board the vessel last night. They were looking for other electronic components, any sort of downloadable recorders, any sort of cameras, any sort of CCTV. They did not find any of those things.
Yeah, we don't have any recording
equipment. They're magically off again?
They're all gone. We can't find anything.
That's so weird.
There's no recording equipment. So let's go to the frame four here. Yeah, that one there, Philip. So at this time, a dispatcher at the Pilots Association contacted the duty officer and let them know that, oh my God, you better shut down some traffic here. At 1:27 a.m., 2 minutes before contact with the bridge pier, the pilot gave the order to drop Dolly's port anchor. He also gave additional steering commands. So now we have power resuming, but we heard that there was no power before this. At 1:27, the pilot made a general radio call over VHF to warn that the Dolly had lost all power and was approaching the bridge. So this would have been verbal steering commands. So why did it suddenly turn with such a sharp turn into the pier or into the pylon of the bridge? I want to play this for you in case you missed it last night. But Laura Logan, investigative journalist, says, you know, why is President Biden coming to the microphone telling his country that this is not terrorism when she's separately confirmed this with her own intelligence sources inside the Biden administration who are saying this was a cyber attack?
Well, I have a better question for you, Steve. Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? Right. I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other. This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America.
So, do you still believe the Biden administration on this?
I don't focus.
See, fam? Yeah, I told y'all some flim-flam going on. We need to wake up and get mindset and seeing what these people saying. See, we going by what other people saying, but we're not doing our own investigation about this. They saying this is a I felt that way. And Sweet Willie even told you he felt that way. Grump Grump even agreed with it. You know, so we got to realize that we got to figure out what type of maneuvers and things that we got. And that's why I be pressing on this nation thing, man. This not never ever happened ever in this lifetime. So we got to prepare ourselves and get ourselves together, man. Isaiah 33:1. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wastest not spoil, and dealest treacherously. And they that dealest not treacherously with thee, when thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, then shall deal treacherously with thee. Let's analyze.
At our focus at this hour, two Russian warships from the Pacific Fleet have entered the Red Sea. And this comes amid attacks by Yemen's Houthis on merchant shipping in a region that already crowded with naval vessels. Well, the Russian Navy's Pacific Fleet said that the Russian cruiser Varyag and the frigate Marshal Shapochnikov are taking part in the voyage. The two warships have passed the Bab el-Mandeb Strait into the Red Sea. The move has forced many ship owners and operators to suspend the Suez Canal or the Red Sea route for transporting goods from Europe to Asia and vice versa. TASS has reported that the ships were carrying out assigned tasks within the framework of the long-range sea campaign. The ultimate destination of the ships was unclear from the report, as was the reason Russia sent these vessels to the area. The Houthis have been targeting vessels to prevent Israeli-linked ships from passing through the Indian Ocean. According to reports, the group told China and Russia earlier this month that their ships can sail through the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden without being attacked. This was an exchange of two countries providing political support to the Houthis in bodies such as the United Nations Security Council. However, the U.S. Central Command reported about the Houthis firing a missile at Chinese-owned oil tanker Huangpu. CENTCOM highlighted continued risks to shipping in the seas of Yemen despite the agreement. This also comes after Iran, Russia, and China held joint naval exercises in the Indian Ocean earlier this month. Months of Houthi attacks in the Red Sea have disrupted global shipping and has forced shipping firms to reroute to longer and more expensive journeys around South Africa.
Rumors of war. War. Things getting thicker. Russia. Big boy Russia. Big Daddy is coming out here to handle some business now. And we see this, man. Y'all hear this but don't want to hear it. Y'all see this but don't want to see it. Yeah, I feel this, but y'all don't want to digest this. Let me say it like that. Y'all need to digest this, what's going on. Because y'all don't want to digest this, and then you have accountability that you have to do something. Jeremiah 51 and 46. At least your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumors that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that, in another year, shall come a rumor. And violence in the land, rulers against rulers. Let's analyze.
In the past week, PKK supporters have carried out several attacks on Turkish communities in both Belgium and Germany, while Turkey's foreign ministry urged authorities there to ensure the safety of its nationals. It also added that it expects the countries in question to bring the attackers to justice. In the past month, Ankara has also intensified its operations against the terror organization. Tensions first broke out in Belgium on Sunday when a group of PKK sympathizers chanted provocative slogans around an area where many Turkish nationals live. Their attacks continued in other parts of the country, leaving several people injured. PKK supporters in Germany also held a march and attacked the Turkish Consulate General building in Hanover. And in France, they did the same at Charles de Gaulle Airport, where three staff members were injured. The attacks in Europe come as Ankara has intensified its operations against the terror group in both Turkey and northern Iraq. The PKK is listed as a terrorist organization by Turkey, the US, and EU.
Things, and more things. Ooh, you know, this situation is so much that they going crazy over there. Mindset, but you hear it saying the European nation. The vibration is off. And now, these things that are going on in Russia and how Russia is trying to get who did all this bombing thing. But some of them guys that y'all seen, if you seen their face, they done beat them dudes. They beat them dudes up like they been in UFC fight. And they wasn't even doing no punching back. You know, the best thing they could have did just shot theyself and killed theyself to the torture that they going through right now in Russia. Ezekiel 35:6. Therefore, as I live, says the Most High, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. See if thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Let's analyze.
Four men accused of staging the Russian concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people appeared before a Moscow court showing signs of severe beatings. All four were charged with terrorism. One appeared to be barely conscious during Sunday's hearing. All of the men are from the Central Asian Republic of Tajikistan, which borders Afghanistan. The massacre happened in an auditorium on the outskirts of Moscow as a crowd gathered for a sold-out rock concert. Then they set the concert hall on fire. What has U.S. leaders very concerned is the possibility that a similar terrorist massacre could happen here in the U.S. or against Americans overseas.
And they'll do it here in the homeland. And I think we should be very concerned, as the FBI director confirmed to me, that there is a trafficking network out there that specializes in moving people. They do it for profit, moving people and migrants around the world, including across our southern border, who have links to ISIS.
The head of U.S. Border Patrol, Jason Owens, was asked if he's concerned.
Absolutely. You ask any law enforcement officer, especially somebody that works in border security, that is what keeps us up at night. And if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat, and they're exploiting a vulnerability that's on our border right now.
Former FBI Special Agent Eric Karen told CBN News he's especially concerned about America's ports, where Customs and Border Protection physically inspect only 3% of incoming containers.
We have 328 ports of entry into America. They all have to be secure, and many of them are soft.
Karen says last year there were over 1,000 Joint Terrorism Task Force cases related to sleeper cells and terrorist threats in the U.S.
But we are.
Y'all see, fam? Y'all see all the things that they got, crafty council got going on? That's why y'all don't really understand why I'm so passionate about, you know, getting our mindset together. Stop being an individual, and let's working on our nation, learning how to be a family in our nation, man. That's what we should be able to try to look forward to and cherish, and that's what I'm looking forward to. All I see, my people, is struggling and unhappy. And all of us getting crumbs from the table. And the world is ours. The Most High made the world for our sake. But we sit here and wanna be able to act like, oh well. Saying nothing, oh well. Doing nothing is oh well. Trying to go against the grain is oh well. Got your head in the dirt is oh well. However you want to spin it is oh well. Oh well, what? What you gonna do? Life is like this life right here. I'm not even gonna say a scary moment. I'm not gonna even say that. But it's a great moment right now for us, Israel. For us as the Most High chosen people, Jacob. It's a great moment for us. We struggle so hard. We struggle so long. We've been in all this spider web, crafty counseling, and all these other nations don't give a hook about us. Now it's time for us to learn how to be a family and grow and dominate the world like we used to. We gonna keep on going through the revenue of this eclipse. This whole April Passover. And y'all don't really, I know most of y'all do, for the ones that really don't think about it like this, You know, the Passover is when the Most High told our forefathers to put blood on our doorstep. So when they killed the first baby, they killed the Egyptians. See, and who were we? We was Hebrew. And there was Hebrews and Egyptians stand together. Just like we stand with the Caucasian man. But we already knew who we were at that time. But now we don't know who we are at this time because we got amnesia. And the Most High put us to sleep, y'all. See, y'all don't know. When y'all really think about it, us as a nation, and realize when the Most High said he put us to sleep, what do he really actually mean? And then he said he gonna, in a lot of days, he gonna wake his people up. So if he said he gonna wake his people up, he must gonna put us in a sleep. And now that the Most High waking us up, showing us his power and his glory and his magnificency, so the whole world will show you, and he will show you that he the true children of God. He's the Messiah of this earth, this universe. He's our Father. We the true children of God. And what we need to do, because he said he would never forsake us. He turned our backs on us. He gave us grace and mercy. He turned our backs on us because we don't want to do what he asked us to do. Time is near, man. These people acting crazy. Don't crap out in the game, man. Don't crap out in the game. You got a pocket full of money right now. You in the casino, done got good. You done got good. You're hot. And you keep on, or you gonna stop while you good and you three G straight? Or you gonna keep on going and taking a chance of losing it all? You analyze.
See, you can't know Messiah coming back. Your wild roar. Your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most High showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured. The sheep waiting on they self. He gonna get us together. Y'all, that day gonna be so special. Stay repenting our next. Stop that sinning before he catch you. His protection is a blessing. Song of Israel can do nothing but raise my hand. The Father about to clear the land. So Jacob return again. By the way, we found the Ark of the Covenant. We ain't playing. We know we at war. Ain't no explanation for the things that I saw. Prophecy, you can't know Messiah coming back. Your wild roar. Your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most High showing his power.